0365.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if you live in New England, you're breathing a sigh of relief because the middle part of the East Coast, the Mid-Atlantic, woohoo, anywhere from 2 to 3 feet, some places almost 4 feet of snow. So consider yourself lucky that you didn't get the big storm of the year so far. But, you know, February is a month that traditionally along the East Coast is when we get the biggest snowfalls. And we have to keep saying to ourselves, we're looking towards March 20th. We need March 20th because that's the first day of spring. And that's 41 days away. Daylight savings time is the week before, as March 14th, and that's only 35 days away. So we keep counting down. We're thinking positive. And the days are going to get longer. The sun's going to get higher in the sky. The length of the day is getting longer and longer and longer. And before long, we'll be out on that grass. We'll be digging in the soil. And we'll have a great time again. So in the meantime, it's kind of a rest, kind of a planning type season for you. And it's also a time for you to enjoy things. Now, the one thing that you should be doing at this time of the year, February is traditionally the time where all of the big orchards are going out and they're beginning to do their pruning to stimulate the trees, to control the size of the trees so that it's easier for you to go and pick the apples. It's easier for them to spray the apples against diseases and insects. So, you know, you get some nice days where you get temperatures in the 40s, maybe even the 50s thrown in. Grab the ladder, the pole saw, the pruners, go outside, do a little bit of pruning, and, you know, open up that tree, create a nice shape to it, encourage it to grow better. But at the same time, you can take some of those branches and you can bring them in the house and you can do a little bit of pruning and selective cutting of these branches and putting them in a tall vase of water. And next thing you know, you've got your own flower show on your dining room table. And there's a lot of shrubs that can be forced right now. Forsythia is the easiest. And all you need is a pair of pruners, walk up to the plant, cut some branches, 18 to 24 to even 36 inches long, bring them in the house. Take the end where you made the cut, put it on the edge of your countertop, and with a hammer, beat the ends of the branches just to crush them up a little bit, about maybe 5 or 6 inches long. Put them in a vase of water, warm water at that, and within 10 days, the forsythia are in bloom on your kitchen table. And you can do the same thing with lilacs, can be forced right now. All of your flowering trees, so that if you have any type of flowering crab, if you have dogwoods, your spring blooming dogwood, magnolia, any kind of tree that blooms in the spring. Do some selective pruning to create a nice shape and to control the size and to encourage it to grow more uniformly. But by doing that, you bring those branches in-house, and you can have your own little flower show, and it's real, real easy. Now, if we can help you, call us right now. Talk with Jared. The phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. Now, we have some exciting news this week. It's official. We are going to have cotton seed available for those of you that have signed up for the email newsletter. I was talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Company, and he was able to get a 25-pound bag of cotton seeds. And we're going to give you a lot of information, but we're going to show you how to grow your own T-shirt by growing cotton. And it's something that's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope to get you really excited about all of this. So all you need to do is to go to my website, paulparent.com, on the very bottom. Just put in your email address. Hit submit, and every Thursday you'll be receiving some gardening information. This week we did a story on the tricolor beech. And this is a purple leaf beech that has a creamy white and a pink edge on it. And when the sun hits that tree, it is absolutely incredible. We've done a story about a climbing hydrangea. I know a lot of you call and you talk about the blue hydrangea that Cape Cod is famous for. But there is a climbing variety, and it looks like the lace cap hydrangea, not the one that's a big fat ball, but a flat flower with tiny little petals and big petals. And you can plant it to grow up a wall. You can put it so that it will run along a stone wall. It will grow in the shade, and it flowers, and it's absolutely beautiful. Little story on Dark American arborvitae. This is a great plant for privacy hedges, for noise barriers, many, many uses. And a house plant called a yucca. And this is a great plant for those of you that have a lot of sun. It's a plant that grows tall. It's really easy to grow. There's no bugs. There's no diseases. And starting next week, we're going to be doing a little bit on vegetables and a little bit on fruits and berries and nut trees. So I think we'll probably start with like blueberries and then do raspberries and strawberries. And all of these directions are all printable so that if you want to start strawberries, I'm going to tell you exactly how to grow them. And then you'll have all that information right in front of you. I'll tell you how to condition your soil. I'll tell you how far apart to plant them, how to grow them, and how to continue to have strawberries for long periods of time and year after year after year. And all you need to do is to go to paulparent.com, put in your email address, and submit it. And we'll have all this information for you. It comes every Thursday, and that's the only way that you can get cotton seed. And there'll be a ton of information. We're just starting on this. And there will be a ton of information about the garden. So a lot to do in the days to come. We want you to start thinking about planning your garden. You know, you don't wait till last minute, run to the garden center, pick up a whole bunch of plants, and come home and figure, wow, I bought enough plants for my garden and the neighbor's garden. Plan it on paper. That way you know exactly what you want. There's no sense planting 3 hills of zucchini in your garden, unless you've got 10 kids, because 1 to 2 hills of zucchini will give you enough for your family and every family on your street. And we're going to have information like that on this web page, and it's something that I know will be very, very beneficial to you. If you're listening to the show, you can't always get in and call, especially as we get into March and April and May when everybody's calling at the same time, but that's the reason for this email newsletter, and you will really get a lot of information. So sign up for it. It's free. And when you're done reading it, if you don't want it on your computer, just hit delete, and it's gone. If there's things that you want, you hit print, and you have a hard copy that will help you to grow a better vegetable, better fruit trees, better berries. And, of course, we'll talk about the lawn and the flower beds and shrubs, and it's all free. A way that we can help you on a non-Sunday. But today, if you need some help, now's the time to call, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you a chance to relax before the big football game. And I know not everybody's favorite team made it, but what I want you to do today, when you're watching that football game, I want you to wear your team shirt if you have it. Your team didn't make it. Hey, there's always next year. And root for the team that you like the least. The number, 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then compost tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
I'm ready.
Okay, who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up we have Nancy on the line who's calling about an amaryllis.
Okay, Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. And good morning. I enjoy listening to your program for years.
Thank you.
I have a beautiful amaryllis, and I didn't quite get all you told the woman last week about her amaryllis. I have two stalks that grew, I think, about 20 inches tall and finally blossomed. I got 8 beautiful amaryllis from that plant. But
wow.
Now... do I cut down the stalks?
What you want to do, Nancy, is this. When the flowers go by, I want you to take a sharp knife, and you know, like a steak knife, and carefully cut the stem, the actual flower stem, as close to the leaves of the plant as possible. And then what you need to do is you need to say to yourself, this plant worked really, really hard to make those flowers. And it took a lot of energy to do this. So I'm going to have to allow this plant time to rebuild the energy that it took to make it. So what you need to do is every 2 weeks get a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro. Or whatever you are using for houseplants, and I want you to give that plant a good application of fertilizer. I want you to put it in a window. It doesn't have to be a south-facing window. It can be an east, a west, or a north window, but someplace where it's going to get plenty of good light. Now, when it's safe to put your impatiens and your tomatoes out, then you're going to take that amaryllis, and you can do it two ways, and I've done it both ways and had very, very good results. I take my amaryllis, and I plant them in my vegetable garden because I know that that garden is going to get watered. It's going to get fertilized, and the plants there are going to get taken care of. You can put it in your annual or perennial gardens, and you need to keep that amaryllis growing from now until the time that the kids go back to school in September. Now, if you don't have a garden to plant it, then you need to take that plant, put it outside on a porch, a deck, any place that you can leave it outside where it's going to get plenty of good sun, and you're going to take care of it just like you would a pot of geraniums. And you're going to take care of it like that. When you feed the geraniums, feed your amaryllis. And between now and September, the bulb is actually going to get bigger. It's going to, the leaves that are there will replace the energy that it took to make those flowers. And that's what you need to do. When the kids go back to school, if you have a plant that's potted, you say to the plant, it's time for you to take a rest. Take that amaryllis, put it on the floor in your basement, and say good night. No water, no light. The green will change to pale green, eventually to yellow, and then, because you're not watering it, it will dry. The leaves will wither, and the whole top of the plant will just die right back, but the bulb will stay nice and firm. Then you're going to take some scissors or pruners and cut off all the dead leaves, and what it's going to look like is a light bulb planted in the ground with the piece that you screw in to the light socket up, and the fat part of the light bulb halfway into the ground. If you're planting them in the garden, dig them up, shake off as much soil as possible, bring them inside the house, put them in your basement, and follow the same process. Allow it to dry. Don't cut the leaves until they've turned yellow, because all the energy that's in the leaves, you want them to go back into the bulb. When it turns brown, cut them off, keep it cool, and then when you get to around Christmas time, or whenever, pot it up, and you'll have beautiful flowers. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
Grow nursery-quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Al on the line, who's got a question about seed tapes.
Okay. Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you very much for taking my call. I want to first of all thank you for the newsletter. I mean, Thursday afternoon when I get home from work, I sit down with a cup of coffee, and I literally sit there for hours and read that newsletter from top to bottom, and I print out everything that I need to know about everything, and I thank you very, very much for that.
Thank you.
The other day I was at Home Depot, picking up some building supplies, and I noticed a display from Burpee Seeds. And one of the items that caught my eye was the seed tapes, you know, for lettuce, spinach, and carrots. And like probably like everybody else, the seeds are so fine now that my hands, I always overplant, and I forget to, you know, transfer or thin out my plants every year.
Yep.
Do you have any information on any, I mean, how do these seed tapes actually work, Paul?
They are wonderful. And I'm like you, and last year I made a big effort. You're right. Those seeds for carrots and beets and lettuce, I mean, they are tiny.
Yeah.
And you try and space them, and more than one seed will fall when you're trying to do it. And lettuce, I mean, is something that you're picking quick, so it's not a big deal. But you get carrots and beets, and you get them too close together, when they start to come up, you are looking for a nice full row of green leaves. You get all excited, but you get busy, and if you don't thin, instead of having a carrot that's 12 inches long and nice and thick, you get six carrots growing together. They're about the size of your little finger, and they're all competing for the same area. So a seed tape is wonderful. And what it is, they have spaced the seeds about an inch and a half to 2 inches apart. You take a trowel, you make a little indentation in your garden. You take one end of the seed tape, and you put a stone on it, and you unwind it the whole length of the row, and then you just barely cover it, you know, for it will depend on the seed, and then water. Once the seed tape gets wet, it dissolves. It's like those capsules that if you have a dishwasher, you can buy this like a little ball, and it feels like it's in a plastic bag. You throw it in your dishwasher, and it dissolves. If you're doing laundry, they have pellets, the same thing, and they just totally dissolve. The seeds are all perfectly spaced, and that way there's no thinning. And for people like you and me, it's wonderful, because last year, a couple of times, I had stuff that was so close together, and I forgot about it, and when it came to the fall, my carrots were nice, but if I had spaced them, if I had thinned them more, they would have been a lot better. So I'm not saying do the whole garden in it, but for things like lettuce and carrots and beets, radishes, that's great. And you're going to find out that it's going to work really, really well for you. So give it a try, and, you know, maybe you can do half the row with the seed tape and the other half with a regular package, and that will prove to you how this works. But it's something that's been around for a long time, and it really does do a great job. Just as long as you don't plant them too deep, but they're all spaced perfectly. Thank you, Al, and we appreciate your comments on the newsletter. We work real hard to do that, and there's going to be a lot of great stuff. We're starting with berries this week, and as we get closer to the gardens, then we'll tell you what to do with vegetables and fruit trees and everything else. And remember, you can only join the Grow a T-Shirt Club with cotton if you belong to the email newsletter, because that's the only way that you can join and get the cotton. So just go to paulparent.com on the very bottom of the front page. Just put in your email address. It comes to you. And once you're done reading it, if you want to save it, you can print it, or you can just hit delete. But there's great information, and we're going to work real hard to see that it does help you, just like the show itself. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Gail on the line, who's calling about her hydrangea.
Gail, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I love your newsletter, too. But I have a question about the climbing hydrangea. Mine is, this will be its 6th year. I'm hoping to get flowers this year. But on your website, it said to put in plant tone, and I've been putting in holly tone.
The thing that happens is if you put a lot of holly tone is a fertilizer that's more designed for evergreen plants and for plants that like an acidic soil. And the regular holly tone you would use to keep the blue hydrangea bluer. So what could be happening is if you're adding holly tone to the climbing hydrangea on a regular basis, it is acidifying the soil a little bit. And plants that don't need to be acidic, if it becomes too high with acidity, then they can't take the phosphorus out of the soil that it needs to make the bloom. So what I would suggest that you do, switch over to plant tone, and then in the spring, if you can add some wood ash. So if you have a friend or a neighbor that has a fireplace or a wood stove, get some wood ash from them. You don't need a lot. For one hydrangea, if you got 3 or 4 handfuls of wood ash and you were to sprinkle it around that plant and work it in, it will help to make the soil less acidic, because you're not trying to make this blue. You just want it to blossom and flower. The other thing that you can do is I want you to take a shovel, measure about 18 inches away from the main stem, push the shovel into the ground with your foot, and I want you to make it's up against a building, so you're going to make a half a circle with the shovel, and it's called root pruning. You're going to push it into the ground, the depth of the blade of the shovel, and you're going to cut a lot of roots, and that's going to shock the plant, and that should help it to blossom. But other than that, Gail, you should be in good shape.
Thanks a million.
Thank you, Gail, and continued success. And, once we get into the spring season, we're going to be asking you to give us ideas for the newsletter also. So there'll be a lot of things in there, but, change from Hollytone to plant tone, root prune the plant a little bit, put some lime or some wood ash, and you're going to see that it's going to change for you. Once the plant gets caught, and whenever you're putting in a major plant like that, it does take 3 to 5 years, because the plant is also trying to concentrate on grabbing a hold of the side of your house and climb up the wall. So it's establishing roots to retain itself on the building and roots in the soil to make it grow. And once it really feels comfortable in the ground and above the ground, then the flowers will come, and they'll get more numerous every single year. Thank you, Gail. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Roger on the line, who's got a question for you about rototillers.
Okay. Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you, sir. I was wondering, do you have a preference between the front-tine rototiller and a rear-tine rototiller?
Well, I'll tell you. I work at a nursery, and we used to grow things in a field. We grew shrubbery. We grew a lot of cut flowers. And the rototiller, that the tines were in the back, for me, it seemed to bounce less because the weight was in front. It held it down, and there was a lot less bouncing. And when we first started, we had a regular rototiller that the tines were in front. And every time you hit a rock, geez, it was like it would almost come out of the ground. Well, the rototiller with the tines on the back, I love. And when I rototill a garden at my house, I always, right now, I just rent one. I used to have a Troy built, and I just wore it out. And I probably had it for about 10 years. But when I go to rent one, I always rent this Troy built. It's a wonderful product, and it's heavy. But boy, does it dig down into the ground. So, if you can go to a rental store, Roger, rent one that's behind and one that's in front, you're going to see the main difference. And if you've got a nice sandy soil, it probably doesn't matter. But if you've got rocks in it, and if you've got clay where it's really having a tough time to turn, I've always found that the rear did a lot better. Thank you.
I sure did.
Jared, I appreciate that, Roger. But, before you spend all the money, rototillers are not cheap. Go to a rental store and talk with them, and then try them both. Because once you spent the $500 to $1,000 for a rototiller, if you don't like it, now what do you do? So rent both of them, try it, and you're going to see the main difference. And to me, where when I lived in Massachusetts and where my yard is now in Maine, we had some clay. We had a lot of, it was like every spring rocks were coming out of the ground, and the rear tine ones did work a lot better. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bob on the line, who's calling with some questions about his soil.
Okay, Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Paul,
hi.
I'm involved in a project where we're going to grow some pumpkins, and it's a 4,000 square foot plot of land that the pH is 5.2, and
okay.
We're going to put 700 pounds of dolomitic lime on it to get it up. And my question for you is, what would you suggest is what type of lime to use? I think I've heard you talk about a liquid, and we want to plant these pumpkins sometime in late May.
Right.
So we don't have a lot of time between the soil being worked and the lime to take effect.
Okay. The thing that you want to do, if you were to put down regular, everyday, common lime, it's stone. It is limestone that's been pulverized with hammers almost to like baby powder. And when you're putting it down with your spreader and it's windy, it will blow around. I mean, it's heavy, but because it's been crushed, it's like a powder. And it will take 6 months or more to work for you. Now, there's a company called Jonathan Green, and they have a lime substitute. And 150-pound bag of the Jonathan Green lime product is equivalent to up to 10 bags of lime. And it's going to change the acidity level and raise it in a two-week period. So if you want to change it quickly, you can use that, or else if you have friends and neighbors that have wood ash, spread the wood ash on it, because the wood ash will work in a two-week period also. Powdered lime is good for the long run, but the Jonathan Green or powdered wood ash will work better. It's a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. If you're listening, now's the time to call, because once we get into April and May, forget it. So call right now, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mark on the line, who's calling about his cucumbers.
Okay, Mark, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, good, and yourself?
Fine, thank you. This is probably the third season when I plant cucumber plants. After a few weeks, the leaves start turning yellow, and I do spray with a fungicide, but I still develop a lot of yellow leaves, and I do get the vegetable.
Okay, so you get plenty of cucumbers, but just a lot of yellow leaves.
Yes, and they start rotting on the vine. I'm not sure.
Now, do the cucumber will rot on the vine itself?
No, I do have the cucumber, but the leaves, they turn yellow, then they start dropping.
Okay. What I want you to do is this year. The first thing, and probably the most important thing, is try not to plant the cucumbers in the same place every single year. Keep moving it around. Because if you plant the same vegetable in the same location, it's pulling the same amount of fertilizer and the same amount of types of fertilizer, and the soil gets tired. So by rotating The soil has a chance to rest from the demands of that specific plant. So find a new place.
Okay.
The other thing is, when you plant your cucumbers, cucumbers love a lot of water. So if you can, most people will just dig a hole, you know, put a handful of manure or fertilizer, and that's it. What I want you to do this year is where your cucumbers are going to be, put a whole bag of compost. Dump the whole bag right on the ground, maybe like a 4-foot by 4-foot area. Take your pitchfork or shovel and work that compost or manure in that 4 by 4 foot area and plant right in the middle of it. Whatever you see above the ground, as far as vines and leaves, the same thing is in the ground as a root system. So if you fertilize in a 6-inch area and you get a root that goes out 4 feet, there's nothing there. So if you can condition that soil, you're going to see a big, big difference. And then cucumbers, they don't like temperatures above 90. And what happens is once you start to get about 90, they start to look like golf balls on one end. And that's because the bees are having problems with the pollination. They get bitter tasting. So if you can keep the soil so that it will hold plenty of moisture, then that's going to help the root system and you'll have a lot less yellowing. What I use in my garden is compost, and I add 1 inch of compost to the entire garden every year. I'm fortunate I have a place near me called Winterwood Farms, and I bring in a 10-yard truck of compost, and I use it in place of pine bark mulch in my perennial beds, and it looks very, very good. It's got a different texture, a different color, a different appearance, and it's feeding all my plants all the time. So if you can add some compost or animal manure, cow manure, or whatever, chicken manure is better than cow. And then what I want you to do is this. I want you to look at those leaves. If it's a disease, it will start off as little spots that will turn brown. If you're noticing a lot of color change in the leaf rather than spots, then that could be a insect that's feeding on it. And something like horticultural oil is absolutely wonderful. It smothers anything that's on it as well as the eggs. So if this starts again, look at it. If it's little brown spots, that's a fungus. If it's just a discoloration and of the leaf, then usually it's insect, and something like horticultural oil will work wonderful. 800-259-9231.